Marty Griffin. I know this is not local, but man, this is just, we make a lot of movies here. And I was thinking about this shooting, this accidental discharge on the set of a movie in Santa Fe. Alec Baldwin, probably best known for his Trump impression on Saturday Night Live, producing it. He apparently discharged this firearm in a Western movie. Man. It's a prop. Man. This shakes you up, man. So he discharges this firearm. It's a prop. Kills the director of photography. Man. Kills this poor woman. Man. And injures the director. I had to, and I know it's early on, but I had to get some kind of grasp on what the hell, how could this happen, and what happens on a set with prop guns. And I grabbed the best there is, John Mowab, who knows everything and anything about movies, has made his own movies, and I'm lucky to have him this morning. Good morning, my man. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Marty?
Just so folks know, you have a lot of history in the movie business, and you have a lot of background. Yes, sir?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Kind of tell folks some of the different things you've done so they know what you've seen.
Yeah. I mean, I've been part of Academy Award winning films of the year to, Larry, as you know, Larry and I did our own film right here in Pittsburgh. I've been a part of television shows and in one movie in particular, we did a slasher type horror film right here in Pittsburgh where we did use prop guns that fired blanks, and it's a kind of a scary thing.
Yeah, so lay it out. I'm so glad you're available today, man. How does it work with prop guns, and what is the director of photography, and how could she mm-hmm. be so close to a prop gun being used?
Yeah. Well, first of all, the director of photography is the person on the set who's in charge of setting up each shot. So in other words, you have a director, and the director has the vision for the whole film, and they're doing everything. The director of photography is actually determining where the placement of the camera is going to be, how the lighting is going to be, and they'll direct those people, the grips and the gaffers and the lighters and even the sound people, where they're going to set up and how the shot is going to look. It's the director of photography first vision as to how each particular scene is ultimately going to look.
And so people know this is not the person holding the camera, sir.
Right. No, that's a cinematographer. And the director of photography, that's somebody that the director of photographer will direct, tell how to shoot. But that person's strictly just turning the camera on and off. And guiding the camera through each shot.
Hey, John, how and why and how do they regulate and do they regulate prop guns on a set, sir?
Yeah, I'm not sure, Marty. It's, you know, what the regulations as far as like the law is concerned with prop guns. But what I do know is that while performing in a film where prop guns were used, it was treated like a real firearm, like a hot gun. And in other words, you know, they took special care never to point it in, and even though it had a blank in it, you used all the rules and procedures that you would with a hot gun. And it was stressed throughout each scene, throughout each movement, throughout the run-throughs, that you treat this gun as if it is loaded at all times, because that's the weird thing, Marty. There's been tragedies like this before. This isn't the first time.
No, Bruce Lee's son was killed this way.
Yeah, back in the 90s, Bruce Lee's son, well, what happened with him was he had a prop gun that they had actually a real gun that they put blanks in. But the last person that shot the gun, it misfired and had a cartridge left somewhere in the gun.
Wow.
The blank itself, you know, had this projectile you know, explode out and unfortunately killed him. And then back in the 80s, there was a guy, it was a show called Cover Up, Eric Hexum. And he was a really good looking guy, up and comer, really making his way in the business. And he was fooling around with a prop gun that had blanks in it, acting like he was playing Russian roulette. No, it was a blank. He checked. It was actually blanks. But the concussive force of the blank actually, not to be graphic, but it blew a hole in his skull and killed him instantly. So these things are not to be fooled with. And what's awesome is that, you know, these are treated so carefully on the set as a real gun, even though it's a prop gun. And early reports, now again, these are early reports
that
happened yesterday, is that Alec Baldwin was screaming after this happened, immediately after, who would hand me a hot gun? Who would hand me a hot gun?
What does that mean?
He was suggesting that somebody gave him a gun loaded with bullets.
Oh, God.
Instead of a prop gun. But again, this is really early. You hate to speculate. And there will be, obviously, a young woman died.
God.
The director was injured, and there's going to be an investigation. So, you know, and some people, you know, don't like Alec Baldwin already, but
right. We
got to give this guy we got to give him some ground here, because this is a tragedy.
Oh, yeah.
And it was an accident, and I'm sure he'll never be the same.
Oh, no.
Somebody lost a life. It should never happen. As a matter of fact, Bruce Lee's family sent out a tweet early this morning saying, you know, that how bad they felt for the people involved in this incident, and that no one should ever die like this on a movie set again. It just should never happen.
Hey, John, can you hang for a minute?
Sure.
Yeah, I want to talk about, my son was asking me this morning, what is a blank gun? How does it look? Does it discharge? Is there a fire? Is there a blast? Again, I know it's not local, but we shoot a lot of movies here, and it just grabbed my attention. It's so darn tragic. A director of photography killed on a movie set with a prop, P-R-O-P, prop gun. Man, killed. Young, too, man. And then the director, actually hospitalized. Joe Manganiello, famous local actor, says he's in shock. He worked with her. Thanks, Billy. I can't believe this could happen in this day and age. Gunfire from a prop gun could kill a crew member. What a horrible tragedy. My heart goes out to her family. John Mowad, who has produced a magnificent movie, by the way, with Larry. Hey, John.
Yes.
Does the prop gun give off a blast like a gun?
It can, yeah. That they call that the flash and bang.
Yeah.
So I'll give you an example. Like in Silence of the Lambs, I played a cop, so
nice.
I had a gun. Now, this prop gun had working parts, so you could see the mechanics of the gun looked real, but the barrel was solid. So there was no way anything was ever going to get fired on, and they could use it because me as this actor wasn't going to be firing it anyway. They didn't need the flash and bang. Now, when you're doing Westerns, which this was, you've seen them hundreds of times, and you want to fire that, whether it was a shotgun or a pistol of some sort. They want to see the mechanism work as well as the flash and the bang. So I'm assuming, and really we're just assuming at this point, because there hasn't been a conclusion to the investigation yet, that it was some type of flash and bang situation. And we don't know whether we say it was hot, which means it was actually loaded with live ammunition, or
Man. If
sometimes they'll use the blanks, the caps, but they're so powerful because they want that flash and bang, that sometimes if there's any debris in the barrel or some of the debris that they use to create that special effect of a blast, it can possibly, I mean, it's a projectile going hundreds of thousands of miles an hour, I don't know, that can really do damage. Then, you know, once you get past that, why was it pointed at somebody anyway? I mean, the way scenes are filmed, you don't generally see all the actors in a particular film. And if you've noticed, when you see somebody fire a gun, it's usually a one shot, which means that one actor's firing again. That's all you really see. and they're usually firing at nothing because it's very important never to point even a prop gun at anybody else. So that for him to hit this poor director of photography and the director as well, and usually they're sitting away from the camera.
That's right.
These two individuals would be away from the camera. They're usually set up in what's called digital assist. So they're seeing what's being filmed in real time, and then they can play it back. Usually they're sitting in chairs off to the side. How this happened is such a tragedy. Like I said, we have to wait till the investigation is completed.
This is so important to people to hear. What I don't respect are the haters going after Alec Baldwin. There's a time and a place. And this is not the time or place. It's a horrible tragedy. It just is, John.
That's right. That's right. And the Sheriff's Department has released photographs, which I guess they have to do, of him in the parking lot right after this happened. And he's distraught. It's a tragedy all the way around. And again, I hope people can just kind of hang on and let's just wait and see what happened.
John Mowat, I appreciate your insight, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty.
Gosh. I am not trying to determine what happened. I just thought it was so tragic. And I know John knows movies so well. And I was hoping he could give us some insight, and he did. And I get that a lot of folks don't like Alec Baldwin. But, man, I'm really thinking about this poor woman whose family now has to live with her death. She's dead, man. Sitting on a damn movie set. Awful, awful, awful.